This is sa-news.com. The ANC Department of Home Affairs service now so bad it ruins people's jobs and lives. If you are a black illegal immigrant from Zimbabwe, you can quickly buy a genuine South African passport for about 45,000 rand from Home Affairs. But if you are a law-abiding white person, you could wait for years for a basic document. Indeed, in Ireland, South Africans are told by the embassy they can wait up to 3 years for this document, which severely affects their residence status. Such stories abound on Facebook groups like Zuid-Afrikaners in Nederland, where expats try to help each other out with the bureaucracy, corruption and ineptitude from Home Affairs. Even people's job prospects are being destroyed after a clinical researcher from Pretoria may not be able to start a new job in the Netherlands in time due to a delay and mix-up in the ANC's Home Affairs. This despite the fact that she started applying for the necessary documents a year in advance. Nicolette Delport got a golden opportunity to work in Amsterdam from 1 November earlier this year. She and her husband, Clement, have begun thorough preparations for their new life in Europe and have already sold their house and cars. Clement also had to give notice at his work. However, the couple is still waiting for an unabridged birth certificate that was already requested in November last year, as well as their marriage certificate, which the department now can apparently not find anywhere on its system. It feels like I'm trapped in a country that does not want me, but also does not want to let me go, Nicolette told Marula Media. She heard about the job in the Netherlands in November last year and had already applied for her and her husband's unabridged birth certificates. These documents are required to apply for a visa in any EU country, and the requirements appear to be getting stricter and stricter with each passing month, and that is not even mentioning the pandemic. The couple were initially told that the documents would be issued in 6 to 8 weeks, and Clement's unabridged birth certificate arrived 5 months later in April this year, while Nicolette was still awaiting her birth certificate. The couple were also informed in April that they would need a more recent copy of their marriage certificate, so they applied for the unabridged certificate to be printed again. The couple was then told that their marriage certificate was no longer on the system, but that would also take another 8 weeks. According to Nicolette, no explanation could be given as to why their marriage certificate is not on the system, and many visits to a Home Affairs office and hours of queuing later, they are still awaiting for outstanding birth and marriage certificates. The couple even hired an agent at great expense to follow up on their applications on their behalf. The agent could also not make a head or tail out of it. All the while, the time was approaching for the couple to leave the country. My family comes from Zimbabwe. We were chased out there when I was a baby and we came to South Africa for a better life. We did not get it, and that is why we are now going to look for a better life in the Netherlands, says Nicole. Maybe it's a brown envelope full of cash that is missing. A volunteer at sa-news.com applied for his unabridged birth certificate in the Cape. A year later, he received his dad's certificate. He then had to reapply and waited 8 months to receive the right one. It seems clear that the ANC does not want to lose their golden geese. Visit sa-news.com for more headlines that challenges mainstream media.